Paul, how would you describe the play of your fourth line the last couple of games? I believe last game was the first time they played over 10 minutes.
Very strong game last game. I liked in parts their game prior to sometimes power plays, penalty kills, where the timeout comes, and at home how the other team runs their bench affects when they get on the ice. But they were very responsible and also scored a goal, but they're generating the right flow of game for us. They didn't spend a whole heck of a lot of time in our own end. They were hard defensively, and we know that there's some talent and skill there that they can make some things and that happen. So it was a first game where you saw, I think, some life out of that line where you were excited when they were on the ice because good things were happening.
It would indicate by that goal that Jack scores that they did a good job of, you know, staying sharp, which is always tough to do with limited ice time. What have they done well to make sure that they're poised to strike when that opportunity comes?
Well, they're certainly involved in practice, and they've stayed extra and done more. When you're getting limited minutes, you have to take the extra time in practice to do those things, and part of that's conditioning, but it's so much more keeping your hands sharp. So they've put the time in to offset the lack of time they got early on in the games.
How encouraging is 5-on-5 play in the last couple of games, Paul?
It's better, for sure. And I'll go back to, I think, after the first period in Detroit. I think they're, again, we've got the block of Helsinki games that's hard to assess, but I like the way we're trending defensively.
Any update or news on Matthew Perreault, who left practice today?
Yeah, we expect him to be fine tomorrow.
Hello, Dustin Buffen, Paul.
Yeah, fine tomorrow.
Maintenance.
Yes, please.
Has the Caps game changed much under Todd in terms of style?
No, I think no. Systematically very similar. The players are still playing for the most part in their roles. They've had Wilson out for a chunk of games, which changes their lineup quite a bit. But nothing drastic.
How does it change their lineup?
Well, you've got a big, strong man that's physical, that has some hands. He's a real good National Hockey League player. And you take an important component, especially, you know, when you look at the texture of their team. They've got some skilled guys that move the puck very well, almost uniquely, and he would be the throwback player, big physical guy that gets up and down his wing. So he's an important part of that, maybe valued more to that team than a team that had some of that. He's a key piece to them.
You've been preparing to face the Stanley Cup champs for a long time. Is the Stanley Cup hangover a real thing, or is that a media generation?
I don't know. I haven't lived through it, unfortunately. But I would think coming off the playoff high that they came off, getting into as excited about a game in October, November, has to be real. They also, you know, win a cup, you're usually powerful enough that you know you can get through these, I don't know if they're dog days for them, but the first 40 games, they can amp their game up. There's such a huge difference between playoff hockey and regular season hockey. The emotions that are easily attached in the playoffs are sometimes hard to find, but still a very powerful team.
Well, I know you've covered Brendan's situation extensively already, but I'm just wondering, he talked about making an adjustment today. Have you had to sit down and talk to him about how he alters whatever he does?
Our conversation was related to strengths. He's a very powerful young man that's strong, that finishes checks, that can handle himself on the ice, and that's what he's selling, so we need that, right? We were not going to try to have him play a completely different game, but to be an effective player, whether you're a dangler or you're a grinder, you can't be in the penalty box as a part of a game that can't be fixed, so all part of the learning process for him, how to play that game. Without putting your team down. Everybody takes penalties. We're aware of that. He's aware that the two that he took, really, I didn't like either of them, and we went through those. So an adjustment to your game, I think it's just an adjustment to the NHL game and what you're selling. I mean, to play that role, you have to have certain physical gifts. He has those. He has also a really good set of hands. He's not here to be the heavy. He's here to play a heavy game and not cross the line.